The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph begins a discussion about kosher fish. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei teaches us Mitzvahs Bedikas Simoni Dogim. Livdeg B'Simonim Dogim. There's a mitzvah, says the Chinuch, to check the Simonim of Dogim. Klaimish Aroitz Lachol Min Adogim. If somebody wants to eat fish, before you eat fish, says the chinuch, there's a mitzvah to check that it has the simonim, fins and scales. The chinuch continues to teach us that bedine hamitzvah, kigoy masha amr zuchonim levracha, what Chazal teaches in our sugya, shesnapu humash vedak shu loike ein knafayim sheperch behem, the snapper are the fins with which it swims, the kaskeses are the scales, yoisa klipish olav hadvuka bekal gufay, as our Gemara explains, the scales are attached to the entire body of the fish. But even if you'll only find scales on a small part of the body of the fish, even if you'll only find one scale, but the Tosefta teaches us, it should be by its head, by its jaw, by its tail, Patachas and pair of native fins. Avashab gufoi, and the rest of the body, Lefsagilon, Bepoch Mishtayim, there you would need to have two scales to identify this as a kosher fish. The kosher nimtzah by Kaskeses, he continues, as soon as it has a scale, Vafil achs and Mekayim San Eskarim, just one scale, and one of the places that we just identified, Ain Tzarech Livdekim Yeshnoi Snapper, there's no need to check if it has fins, kivada yeshloi. Akshim tzubay snapper, but if you'll find a fish with fins, tzarech liftagim yesh bekaskeses, you still need to check if it has scales. Kiyesh dagim tameim, harbe sheyeshlem snapper. There are many non-kosher fish that have scales, that have fins and no scales. Furthermore, says the chinuch, v'kol dag shebetivoy, Yeshloi kaskasim, if a fish has scales, abishay nasim by the gotten achi yagdal, they don't come until the fish grows. Kigon asotus fayon hareza mutter. Because yesh by kaskasim by the biyam, if it has scales when it's in the sea, abishu meishloi soikisha oilim in a yam, even though they drop as they leave the water. Kugoin Akunus Vafunus Pisfasaim and Fastus Vatunus Hanikri Birtblas Hareza Koshin. Shlai Tikbit a Tari Rakba Min Bal Kaskeses with Snapper. All the Tari was requires is that I have Kinkinesis with Sapir. Kua Nos Al Tevabne Odom. Matam Shiksav Nabisa Machos Flipshat. So that's the halacha. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch Yerudea. Simon Pei Gimel Sif Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch Simoni Dogim Mufuroshim B'Tayra Kosh Yesh Loi Snapu V'Kaskeses Tor V'Snapu Hu Shishot Bo V'Kaskeses Hein HaKlipos HaKvuos Bo, says the Rama, V'Dafka the Kaskeses are only considered Kaskeses if Hein Niklofim B'Yad HaBekli, they easily come off with the hand or with a keli. If they're impossible to remove from the skin of the fish, loimikri kaskeses. The Shalsa Chuvis, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tes Simen Mem, discusses that determining the kashrus of a fish is more complicated than any other situation. he says, since the Torah goes out of its way to teach us what are the simanim of the fish, which, as we just finished learning, is not the case by birds, tells us the Tzitz Eliezer, and he quotes a Sefer Aruch that says that the Torah is teaching us that we have to be careful and totally knowledgeable that this fish is a kosher fish. And Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Pei Gimel Sif Chof Dalad says if there's one place where people eat a certain type of fish, and in another place the minig is not to eat that type of fish, we should not rely on the Mesorah of another place. The Noida Behudan, the Shalas Chuvas Noida Behudan, Madur Tinyana, Yoride Sim Chof Ches, says again about this issue of certain fish, that certain places there's a minig to eat that type of fish, and certain places a minig not to eat that fish. And now he says, you come to a place where the minig is to eat the fish, and you come from a place that doesn't eat the fish, so not that type of fish. So now the question is that it's not, he says it's not so poshut that even though you're now in a place where they eat that fish, that you should be able to eat that fish. The Paiskim talk about these different types of fish. One of the types of fish that is discussed, I don't even know the English name, but the Paiskim talk about a fish called the sterile fish. And the question is it a kosher fish? Apparently, that the opinion of the Noida Behuda is that since it has kaskasin, it has scales, even though it's impossible to take off the scales without taking off some of the skin, the Noida Behuda felt that that's considered what we spoke about a moment ago as a fish that the kaskasin can be removed and is a kosher fish. However, that there are many poiskim that are machmer and take the opinion that that is not considered a removable scale, a removable kaskas, and therefore held that was usur. And therefore, there were many poiskim that were machmer on this fish, amongst them the Chassam Sofer. Reb Moshe in Agros Moshe Chelik Yerideya Chelik Gimel Simon Ches discusses a fish, a filleted fish that you don't have scales on. Is it enough to be able to say I know it's a kosher fish based on the flesh of the fish? Reb Moshe seems to take a strict opinion. And Reb Moshe's opinion was that you can't rely on the fish. The only fish that the Paiskim rely on the fish is on a salmon, which flesh has a very unique color. The question is about the tuna. There are certain tunas that have very small scales, and even those scales fall off while the fish is still in the sea. The Shalos HaTshuvos Michas Yitzchok, Chelek Gimel Simen Ayin, quotes the Sefer Shimushi Shel Torah, who says that it's a kosher fish. And he says that just like our Gemara here on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph teaches us that a fish, that even though it doesn't have scales now, but if they will eventually grow, is considered a kosher fish. Similarly, a fish that had scales that fell off is also considered a kosher fish. He also says that the Gemara says the Daka Tshuva in Sim Pei Aleph, Sifkotin Yudzayin, when identifying different fish that have the characteristic that their scales fall out as they come out of the water, mentions a fish called the Kulyas. And Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, says that Kulyas Asbanim is called Tunina. So we see, says the Michas Yitzchak, that the tuna is considered a kosher fish, even though its scales are very small or sometimes not noticeable at all. However, he does make a very strong point that unlike, as we have been learning, when we speak about birds, we rely on a mesira to identify the kashrus of a bird. We cannot and should not rely on mesira when identifying the kashrus of fish.